Alfonso here. Good morning to the people out here. If you are being 92.9 FM, I know we're usually about this time. You're here, Peter Boyce, presenting the Maria Horner Diabetes Show. Well, Peter Boyce is not here this morning. He got some kind of flu taste. So, Alfonso, I'll be doing the show for you today. So, it's November. We celebrated 58 years of independence. It is also Diabetes Month. And then Thursday, the 14th of November, it was National Diabetes Day. We will have the official message from the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. We can be playing it inside of this 15 minute here, so make sure you listen. Compliments the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Horner Diabetes Center, and the bank that having a health and wellness fair today at Golden Square, Freedom Park, Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic.
Republic Bank get together with the Barbados Diabetes Foundation to bring these healthy 15 minutes to you. Tell you all that's happening at the Maria Horner Diabetes Center. You know where to find them already. You just pass by Smart. You go behind you, just give some polyclinic, and you get to the Maria Horner Diabetes Center. That's where you should go to get your ice cream for diabetic retinopathy. A diabetic is supposed to get the ice cream every year. You don't want to go blind. And then also do vascular screening for if you feel like you got bad circulation and your foot swell up and thing. You need to go to the Maria Horner Diabetes Center. Everything you want with the kind of diabetes, you can find it at the Maria Horner Diabetes Center. And then, Diabetes Day, like I said, that was just Thursday gone. So now we can hear the official message from Dr. Diane Braffitt.
Happy World Diabetes Day 2024. For us at the Maria Horner Diabetes Center for the Caribbean, this represents 10 years as a team of acknowledging and commemorating World Diabetes Day. This year's theme is Breaking Barriers, Bridging Gaps. And there is a worldwide call to ensure that all persons diagnosed with diabetes have access to equitable, comprehensive, affordable, and quality treatment and care. Though we live in an island with a high prevalence rate of diabetes and some healthcare system challenges, we still have an enormous amount to be very grateful for. We live in an island with a healthcare system which, despite its challenges, operates under the principle of equity. We have a government-funded system with some of the best specialists and care providers, a national drug service which has licensed some of the newer tablets, insulins, and pens in a way other Caribbean islands have yet to embrace. However, with freedom always comes some challenge and responsibilities. The staff and board of trustees at the Maria Horner Diabetes Center for the Caribbean is very proud to be a part of the equitable delivery of care, especially with these programs geared towards persons in the polyclinics, on dialysis, and in the phase between late adolescent and young adulthood. We have benefited not only as care providers, but also clients from the generosity of the government and amazing donors who see equitable diabetes care as a must for Barbados. Not only is it care, but it's multidisciplinary care, the gold standard for good diabetes care, where persons benefit from diabetes-specific education by diabetes educators and specialist nurses, to dietetic education or medical nutrition therapy, medical care, podiatry and wound care, eye care services, cardiology, vascular screening, kidney checks, and the list goes on. However, persons should invest in their own care by empowering themselves with knowledge, including nutrition and medication knowledge, then having the discipline and also the commitment to put these in place on a regular basis. While in my lifetime, significant drops in diabetes rates may not be seen, what can be attained is a significant reduction in the costly, progressive, and devastating, and also unnecessary complications of diabetes through early regular screening for diabetes and its complications, followed by a good legacy of self-care and blood sugar control. Where possible, efforts should be made to put diabetes into remission, especially early in the diagnosis or the pre-diabetic stage. Though I will stress, this may not be possible for everyone due to the very nature of diabetes, its genetics, and the highly variable behavior and progression between persons with diabetes. However, I do believe everyone can still optimize their health. I think it's important to remember that diabetes can cause disability, mental distress, and memory decline. Also, challenged populations, whatever the challenge, are more likely to get a new diagnosis of diabetes in their lifetime. But those seen as disadvantaged must never be dismissed, but approached in a way that meets their needs. Persons and children living with type 1 diabetes should never be dismissed or bullied in schools because of their condition, and wider population education should be extended to all persons to better understand these conditions which are prevalent in our society. My core belief is that we all have one life and must live it well. No longer should money or age or educational level be a barrier to education or care, but it must be done in a meaningful and empowering manner relevant to the individual. I urge Barbados, Barbadians, commercial Barbados, NGOs, community and government entities, even entities outside of health, to be a part of the solution for our nation, for our children and the future generation of adults. And I urge persons and their families to also be a part of the solution by taking personal responsibility and living in a way that honors your life and health and that of those you care for. Be your brother's keeper. On every level, the phrase, what you put in is what you get out, rings true. We remain committed to serving the people of Barbados, and I encourage you to remain committed to yourself. Take care of yourself, empower yourself, and live your best life. We have many resources in Barbados. Reach out if you notice any changes or have challenges. Remember, you are not on this journey alone.
Those are some good words coming from the Diabetes Foundation, Dr. Lena Braffitt. As she just said, you are not in this journey alone. Barbados have the good fortune of having the Maria Holder Diabetes Center there to assist them in their diabetic journey to help them overcome the diabetic challenges. And that is why you should make it your business to go out there and make sure that they're content to you so you can continue to be healthy. One of the medical professionals that you can find at the Diabetes Center right is nutritionist Victoria Cox. So if you want to lose weight, don't go about the place taking drugs or zip it and all sorts of foolishness next to falling dead. You go to a medical professional, nutritionist Victoria Cox, right there at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. You can call and get a personal consultation with her. I got a question to ask Victoria now. I like bait is bad. And I asked Victoria Cox if they got anything wrong with diabetics eating good old-fashioned Bajan bakes.
So when I get the question of how can we make something like Bajan bakes a little bit healthier, it's difficult to answer because bakes are one of those foods that I find difficult to quote-unquote healthify while maintaining the essence of what the food is and what someone might enjoy about it. Because the reality is bakes offer very little nutritional value in the sense that, you know, the main ingredients are typically flour and sugar, which means that they are very common culprits for spiking blood sugar in those persons living with diabetes. And of course, on top of that, they are fried, making them high calorie, higher in fat. So just not an ideal food for most of us. But they are that something that people enjoy as is. And I think, you know, well, how could we make this healthier? You could reduce the sugar. You could maybe use a whole wheat flour. But it's still not really offering much valuable nutrition. If you don't fry it, it basically turns into something completely different. So, you know, for those who are creative, by all means, you can play around with making it a little bit healthier. But my suggestions are ultimately going to be, if you are going to eat bakes, still try to have them as part of a balanced meal. So include some protein, for example, at that meal. So if breakfast, you could pair it with some eggs, for example, and you could even top it off and get some fiber in there by balancing out with a little veg. So have some, you know, cucumber and tomato on the side along with the eggs and your bakes. Keep the portion small and just try not to have them all that often in the grand scheme of things. So, you know, reducing the frequency of those foods that maybe we enjoy and that are difficult to make any healthier. You know, it's not always about completely depriving yourself, but less often can be the answer.
Right, so that is the nutritional message from Victoria Koch. If you're going to eat bakes, try to eat bakes in moderation. So I hope you want to listen to that. Anyways, it's time for me, Soul of the Day, and I'm going to be playing Rihanna. I did not get any invite that I could go to Rihanna Fenty Beauty Launch, but I will not hold that against her. I still like she music. When I think about it, I realize that this next song I'm going to play here, where Rihanna don't remember she name. The whole song she said, what's my name? And the whole song she never remembered she name was, I realized that when she was putting together she invite list, she probably forget me. So this is Rihanna's song here. Compliments to Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating Diabetes Month, and Republic Bank.
Everybody
What's Rihanna here trying to remember she name? The way is it want you to remember is that the Maria Hoda Diabetes Center, they get together with Bob. Well, they are having diabetes screening clinics at the Bob office up there in Hastings every Thursday in November. And you know, they only got two more Thursdays in this month, so make sure I call and book so you can get diabetic eye screening and podiatry for screening at only $90 each. Or you can get both for only $175. Cheese, dog, bread. Make sure I take advantage of that. But your appointment now, 417-0305. Also, don't forget the Republic Bank Health and Wellness Fair that is coming off today, Saturday, the 16th of November at Golden Square, Freedom Park, Bridgetown, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I left it for you, I go straight down there because you know that can't miss me. Saul and Don are going to be DJs. The Barbados Diabetes Foundation going to be down there. They got a whole lot of health associations that are going to also be there too. They're going to got free health screening. So, you know, you got to go down there and take advantage of that. They got a barrel of sponsors, so do not miss it. Starting from 10 o'clock this morning, the Republic Bank Health and Wellness Fair, Golden Square, Freedom Park, Bridgetown. And I can leave you with this one here. Diabetes Foundation Pediatrist Louise Robinson will be doing special foot screenings at the Maria Hoda Diabetes Center on Saturday the 14th of December from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you must call and book an appointment. You can't just turn on the club in Gully Hall and anything you can get to see. Call and book and to see a world-class foot doctor. Bring down your foot and come and get some special foot treatment. And speaking of taking care of your foot, I have a question for Miss Robinson. So I asked Miss Robinson, what advice do you have for diabetics who want to wear high-fashion shoes that are too small for them?
It's a no-no. What I would say is look for the right shoes to improve your performance, not to look good. Because if you look for shoes to make you look good, you can guarantee they're going to cause you problems in the long run. So don't look at style, look at comfort. And to look at shoes, when you're choosing a pair of shoes, when you put your feet in them, you should have room to wiggle your toes at the very top. Because if you think about it, shoes are not designed for feet. They always have this narrow pointedness, stylish. That is not what our feet are looking like. So your feet should be able to move around. It's important that we wear socks to not cause any sort of rubbing and chafing, because that can then break down and then cause problems again with diabetic feet. We should always try and keep our feet moisturized. But what's important, when I ask somebody to, when they go to the shop to look for a pair of shoes, look at what you want it for. What is it you're needing? Are you going to church? Is it for sports? Are you standing on your feet all day? Look at the material. That's really important. The shoe should be made from leather, suede, which allows the foot to breathe. Look at the shoe. Is it supporting enough? Does it help reduce pain in the ankles? Does it, you know, look at the shape of the shoe? So that's important. So, like I said, we need to replace our shoes on a regular basis. And I know things are expensive, but our feet are our foundation. And if the foundation's not right on anything in life, then everything else falls. So it's important that we need to wear the right footwear.
So if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and listen to Vyobi right now, the Maria Hoda Diabetes Center in Warriors is your one-stop shop for all your diabetic needs. Call and make an appointment today. I will not set you wrong. This was our sponsor today. I can see when I got you know my Republic Bank Health Fair. I gone.
November is National Diabetes Month, and the theme for this year is Take Charge of Tomorrow, Preventing Diabetes Health Problems. Now celebrating its 10th anniversary, the Maria Hoda Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, has been in the forefront of looking after the needs of diabetics and pre-diabetics in Barbados. Whether it's diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, podiatry services, advice on nutrition, our range of diabetes specialists, doctors, and nurses are available to fulfill your diabetic needs. Call and make an appointment today at 243-3937 or 417-0305. The Maria Hoda Diabetes Center. BARP members get 10% off.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do it.